Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life. I am your host, Dr. Joan, a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis and sex educator, founder of Keep the Esplanade Beautiful, a Leadership Redondo alumnus, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. And you'll understand why I'm telling you all this in a minute. You know, my personal mission is to help people have their best lives, no matter what their age is. Well, today is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be kind of switching things around from my usual topics. I'm not going to be talking about sex. I'm going to be, since Redondo is seemingly, and let me put that in quotes, moving forward on its progress to choose two companies to open cannabis dispensaries, I'm going to be interviewing companies that will be applying and that I think will be the best for Redondo. Also, I can ask questions that the city council members and staff may not be able to. Plus, when prospective companies speak at the city council, whenever this meeting is, each company will only have 10 minutes to present itself to the city council and Redondo residents. Really not enough time to understand why a specific company may be chosen. So over the next few months, I will have guests who will educate you on their benefits to our community. Now, the first company I'm going to be talking to is Rosin Tech Labs, which has manufacturing and distribution facilities in Torrance. And today, I'm really pleased to have Rob Merkelbach, who is representing Rosin Tech Labs. Rob, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Joan. Thanks for having me today.
Wonderful. Yeah, I'm just so happy you could come. We've had lots of discussions, but to be able to actually record it, you know, people can talk to you, is going to be exciting.
Absolutely. I'm excited to share some information and get some feedback.
Okay, great. Now tell me, I mean, I didn't know about your company until a few months ago. You know, tell me about what your company does and, you know, where it's located and all the details that you can get in 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a brief description of how we started and where we are today. We started the company 9 years ago back in New York as Rosin Tech Products. And at that point, we were manufacturing and selling the heat presses and the equipment used in solventless extraction. Our goal was always to get to California and be a licensed hash manufacturing and sales company. But it took us about 3 years to navigate our way through that process. And during that 3 years, we were basically a traveling hash show. We traveled around to all the High Times Cannabis Cups throughout the country, Champs trade shows, Emerald Cups, any events that would allow us to get out and do demonstrations and to educate the public on the solventless evolution that we knew was coming to the cannabis industry. And also our goal was to build out the name of our brand, which is began as Rosin Tech Products. We're now Rosin Tech Labs. And by being able to do these educations and demonstrations around the country without having to be a licensed cannabis company because we weren't selling cannabis, it just allowed us a much broader audience and a nice introduction to the hash community as a whole throughout the country.
Okay, now tell me, you mentioned solving this. A lot of people won't know what that means. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. What we do is we manufacture solventless concentrates known as rosin. I'll go into the process a little bit if you'd like.
Yes, I would like that.
Okay. The whole process begins with fresh frozen sun-grown flower. And all the credit has to go to the cultivator because absent of the quality of the flower that they're providing us with, we would never be able to manufacture or make award-winning hash as we have been doing for the past 6 years out here. But as I said, the product begins with the sun-grown flower from our farm partners up in primarily Humboldt, Sonoma, and Mendocino counties, all old-school growers creating their own genetics, constantly searching for the best terpene profiles, Everything is done organically. There are no chemicals, no pesticides used. Most of them are growing in living soil. So, as I said, the quality of the starting material is extremely important, and pretty much the most important part of the equation to get the end product of the rosin.
Okay. Yeah. Keep on going, because this stuff you know, and I know some of it, but the audience has no idea about all.
Being a bit of a weed nerd, I can go on about this stuff for hours and don't want to go into too much detail. Yeah. But as I said, it begins with the fresh frozen flower, and then that process. What happens is the moment the cultivator cuts the flower down, it's immediately flash frozen at 30 degrees below zero. And the goal of that is to keep it alive. It's never cured, never dried. The ultimate goal is to preserve that terpene profile and have our end product of the hash being the truest representation of the actual flower. The manufacturing process that we do here, you know, at our facility in Torrance is all done in a controlled environment as well. And by that, I mean we have a 40-foot by 40-foot walk-in freezer. And that's where we do the process known as washing, where we wash the material. That fresh frozen flour goes into a large cylinder, like a 50-gallon drum, and then the goal is to agitate that flour as gently as possible to extract the trichome heads, or detach the trichome heads from the stalks and the plant material, because inside the trichome heads, that's where the terpenes exist. And that's known. The process is known as washing. That material is then filtered through a series of micron screens, different size holes, anywhere from 25 micron all the way up to 160 or 180 micron. And again, the goal is to separate and capture the best trichome heads with the best terpenes to make our hash. When it comes through the filters, that's known as water hash. That water hash is then processed a step further to take all the moisture out. Back in the day, it would need to be cured for days, sometimes weeks on ends, to dry it out. Now we've incorporated equipment from the commercial food industry, and we use commercial-grade freeze dryers. So that water hash, when it comes through the screens, is kind of a wet beach sand consistency. We take that and we place it on parchment paper on a stainless steel tray. It goes into the freeze dryer, and it could be anywhere from 11 to 14 or 15 hours. When the process is finished, the end product is known as ice water hash, and it's now in a nice, dry, granular beach sand form. And that's simply the cleanest, purest way to consume cannabis.
Okay. I mean, it's amazing because everybody just thinks of, oh, you just get pot from the field and you do that. I mean, it's amazing the process that has to, you know, people go through, companies go through, such as yours, to produce this. And plus by having it solventless, some companies will use some kind of solvents in order to get that going through, but it's just adding a chemical to it. But before we go even deeper on this, I have to tell people, and you'll, especially people in Redondo and Riviera Village, will appreciate this. I have to tell you, it was really serendipitous how I met Rob. You know, I received a text from a well-known photographer in town, Kim West. And by the way, Kim has done most of my marketing headshots for the last several years. Well, Kim had struck up a conversation with Rob, who happened to be in the cannabis industry, and they were at a local Riviera Village eating establishment. Which one did you go to?
We actually met at Hook and Plow, which has become one of my favorite spots in Riviera Village.
Okay, good. Yeah, Rob just spends time in the village. And it's funny because since I'm known as the cannabis lady in Redondo because of my 7 years of advocacy for legal dispensaries, which includes speaking about cannabis at almost all the city council meetings since 2017. Well, Kim assumed that Rob would know me, but he didn't. But there's a reason for that, and we'll go into that in a minute. The great networker that he is, Kim sent an introductory text and suggested that Rob and I meet. As I do before I initially meet a business contact, I did my due diligence, including calling a trusted industry friend to find out the skinny on Rob and his company, Rosin Tech Labs. My friend's company had been a client of Rob's for many years, and she gave me the go-ahead that he and his company were well-respected in the industry. It was funny because it turns out Rob contacted the same person to be checking up on me and doing your due diligence.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it was, hey, you want to change, you know, if you're looking at talking to people in this industry, you want to make sure they're doing you know, the right thing, and they're respected by other people you know. So Rob and I met for coffee at Saks in the Village. Where else do you meet for a business meeting? And there was not there's just not that many cannabis industry people in Redondo, so it's always nice to find a kindred spirit. We discussed the industry and what was going on, but as I like to do, I talk about people's personal life. I asked him how he ended up in Redondo. Turns out he had only moved here a few months ago. He had lived in Los Feliz areas for 7 years, but wanted to move closer to the Rosin Tech Labs facilities in Torrance. As many, he checked out Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach, but they just didn't resonate with him. He had heard about this other less well-known beach city, so he decided to check it out. And I'll let Rob tell you a little bit more about his decision to move to Redondo.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Joan. And it's been one of the best decisions of my life. I absolutely love living here. And how I discovered it, and the reason it took me so long to discover it, was, as Joan mentioned, I was living in Los Feliz for close to 7 years. And, you know, my main job is selling my hash to dispensaries up and down the state. And the simple fact that Manhattan Beach, Hermosa Beach, Redondo Beach didn't allow for dispensary sales and weren't really in my area, and there was no opportunity for me to make any money there, I just simply never gave them a chance. The beaches that I was going to were more like Santa Monica and Venice Beach and Marina Del Rey. They were more along my my route for my motorcycle when leaving Los Feliz. But long story short, we've been manufacturing in Torrance here for 5 years. And when I began apartment shopping in Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, after just a couple of weeks, I discovered for the first time South Redondo Beach and Riviera Village, and most importantly, the Esplanade, which was the thing that really drew me to Redondo and South Redondo. I knew the moment I walked it for the first time that it was where I needed to wake up in the mornings and where I needed to finish my day. It's just such a beautiful, peaceful spot. And as I said, it's been one of the best decisions of my life. I've been here close to 7 months now and just loving it.
I have to laugh. Did you notice he said the Esplanade? And anybody who knows me knows that anybody who loves the Esplanade, I love, because that's exactly why I moved here. There was one time with my sister and brother-in-law, we were looking for a house to buy, and we went to we ended up on the Esplanade, and we said, oh, we have to live by here. And that was over 18 years ago. And so, you know, you were just talking about the feeling that you found your forever home.
Absolutely.
to use that. I mean, that's what I feel about Redondo. Also, it was really funny because, you know, during our conversation, I asked if his company was planning to apply for a dispensary in Redondo. And he looked a little kind of perplexed, since he thought the decision was already made, but you could see him thinking. I mean, I could really, it was like, wow, can we still apply? I could have a business in Redondo in Riviera Village. Wow. Redondo Beach is really a paradise and now possibly a dream come true. I mean, I saw that as you were our conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so you have decided to, you know, that once the regulations come out, and you're going to take a look and perhaps apply for the dispensary license.
Yes, absolutely. Again, it's nothing that we were considering because we were simply unaware that retail licenses were available or even an option in Redondo Beach. But after moving here and learning that, I brought it to my business partner, Sam Jorist, and planted the seed with him. And we recently, out here, we do sell on a wholesale level to the retail dispensaries for resale. But we recently, this past year, opened up a retail brick-and-mortar storefront dispensary in Hackensack, New Jersey. It's known as Hashery. We're having a lot of success with that space. And that, combined with the fact that I just absolutely fell in love with Redondo Beach and excuse me, and just knew that I wanted it to be the place where I spent the rest of my years, having an opportunity to come to town and have a retail cannabis store in a town, in my opinion, that is planning to do it properly. And by that I mean they're not planning on oversaturating the town. They're going to allow, from what I understand, one license in South Redondo, one license in North Redondo, and that's something that can serve the community well. And as I said, you know, unfortunately, a lot of the towns up and down the state have saturated the area with more dispensaries than the town can need, and it just leaves them all fighting to make a living and fighting for customers. Where here, as a, you know, that's something I would never be interested in, but here with them allowing just the one license, I believe it's an opportunity to bring a really nice, high-end experience, high-end dispensary experience to South Redondo Beach.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, and that's the thing that I have been, and, you know, for the, since 17, I have been saying we want nice stores and a nice area because, you know, we are a beach community. And I, and people expect to have, you know, a store that is lovely, that they'll feel comfortable going into it, and et cetera. But one of the things that, you know, your company is a little unique because it has, in California, you have a manufacturing, a distribution, and delivery licenses.
Yes.
Is that the three that you have, or do you have more, too?
Yeah, those are the three licenses that we have, and we also have, our main company is known as Show Companies, Solvent Lesage Oil Companies. Under that umbrella, we own Rosin Tech Labs. We also own a company known as Focus V, where we manufacture and sell the ancillary products, the electronic dabbing devices used to consume the product. And all of that is located under two roofs, two separate 10,000-square-foot buildings located over in Torrance. One building is the license facility where we have our manufacturing, our distribution, and our delivering license. And the second building is the unlicensed building where we have all of our sales and marketing and our warehouse for all of our shipping of the ancillary products.
Okay. Yeah, and that's, I think, the important thing is you've been through this process before. Because it is a process to
yes.
get a license. And so you're not a newbie coming into this, you know, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. You know the realities of what it takes to do this and be successful.
Absolutely. As I said earlier, it took us about 3 years to navigate our way through the original licensing process for manufacturing and distribution here in California. And we had a very similar experience in Hackensack, New Jersey as well, where it took us more than 2 years to navigate our way through the application process, the licensing process, and actually get the doors open. And even though that sounds like a lot to go through, at the end of the day, it's a worthwhile project, and we're excited to have an opportunity to repeat that success that we've had in Hackensack here in South Redondo Beach.
Okay, that's great. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions that you're going to, the city council, especially District 1 City Council member Niels Nierenheim, is going to ask you, do you pay your bills? There's all this stuff in the news. People aren't paying their bills or paying their taxes. You pay your bills?
Yes, absolutely.
And
we have great relationships with our foreign partners and our manufacturing partners, and we make sure to keep everything paid in a timely fashion.
Okay. And you pay your taxes, too,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, we do. As I said, we fought long and hard to find our way into this industry. We're going to make sure we do everything correct.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's that's a question that comes up every time cannabis comes up in discussion at city council. So
yes.
I want people to know that. Also, that it's one of the things in the draft of the Redondo Beach application, it gives a lot of points to people who already have a retail license. And that's why, I mean, and that I've kind of objected to that because I think it gives too much because you've been in the business.
Yes, absolutely. And again, we do have a retail delivery license here. And we do have a retail license, you know, brick and mortar retail business in Hackensack, New Jersey. So we would hope that the board would take into consideration those facts over and above and not only just look at people that have a retail license here in California. We've got, you know, 9 years experience in the industry.
Okay. And also, your retail, you've been selling to retail since you were a kid. Weren't you selling to country clubs back in New York or Long Island?
Yes. In some way, shape, or form, I've been in the sales industry my entire life from when I began just owning and operating Italian bread routes, selling to restaurants and country clubs in my 20s. And I worked my way through multiple sales positions over the years in the financial industry as a licensed mortgage banker, in the automobile industry as a finance and insurance sales. But at the end of the day, my heart is in cannabis sales.
Okay. And you were talking about retail. I think it's great that you have a retail background because in order to apply for the license, you have to have a retail location under contract.
Yes. Yes, and that is part of the way, again, you know, part of the obstacles we have to overcome is even to just to qualify to apply to do the application process, we're required to obtain a lease on a property here, which is definitely going to be a costly expense for us. We're looking at about a $16,000 a month rent, which we're going to have to secure prior to the application process and keep in place until the approval process comes around. So that alone, you know, combined with the cost of attorneys and accountants and everything that goes along with it, there's the potential for $150,000 to $250,000 minimum investment prior to even learning whether or not we win the actual license.
Wow, that's, I mean, excuse me, in a certain way, I hate to use this term, it's kind of a crapshoot in a way. I mean, you're putting a lot of money into doing this, hoping you'll get the license, but no guarantee that you will get a license.
Yes, and it's an unfortunate part of the process, but as I said, we've traveled down this road twice before, both with our manufacturing and distribution license here in California and with our retail license in New Jersey. So we're prepared for the upfront costs and excited for the opportunity, and that's much more important.
Oh yeah, and you have a number of companies that will support this effort, so it's not like you're just bootstrapping yourself.
Yes, absolutely. This, as I said, this is going to be an extension to show companies and to our dispensary in Hackensack, New Jersey, known as Hashery.
Okay, great. Well, listen, we need to be taking a commercial break at this point. We have to be doing those things. And when we come back, we will continue talking to Rob Melkebach from Rosen. Did I get that right?
It's okay.
Okay. I didn't get that right. Okay. And I just know him as Rob. And so we'll be back to talk to him more about the Rosentech Labs and the Hashery. So we'll be back and we'll talk, continuing to talk to him.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday Sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out. Now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can't run, or you can't drive high. You can't drive high, or you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I'm your host, Dr. Joan, and I'm here with my guest, and it's Rob. And how do I say your last name?
Thank you, Joan. Rob Merkelbach.
Merkelbach.
Not an easy name to spell or pronounce.
Okay. Right. Well, I got the spelling down. It was pronunciation. And Rob is with Show Products and Rosentech Labs, and they may be applying for a license here in Redondo Beach. Now, a couple of things I want to ask you is, you know, everybody's talking about how much money this is going, a cannabis shop is going to be bringing into town. Not that it's the only, you know, the only thing that's important. There's so many other things that need to be addressed. But, you know, how many people does your company employ? But, you know, between, like, all of your businesses, do you know what that is, or...
Yes. You know, under the umbrella of Show Companies, as I said, we own Focus V, which is our ancillary product business. We own Masterminded Distribution, which is our distribution hub. And we own Rosin Tech Labs here in Torrance as well. In the Torrance facility, we normally employ somewhere between 60 and 70 people. And then we do have some people that work off-site in our New York office and at remote locations around the country. So at most times, we're employing about 80 to 85 people.
Okay. Now, how many people do you think you're going to be hiring for your Redondo store?
Well, you know, we plan on having that store open, of course, 7 days a week, a minimum of 12 hours a day, potentially even 14, depending upon regulations and what works out. But we would have a starting workforce somewhere between 20 and 30 people. I could see it going as high as 40, but I would think in the beginning we would start with a minimum of 20 people to be able to adequately staff the shop 7 days a week.
Okay. And how much, you know, what are the salary ranges?
Sure, yeah, the salary ranges can be very broad. You know, anything from the entry level, which will be our bud tenders, you know, they normally earn an average of $18 or $20 an hour to begin. And then we'll have, you know, management people as well that will be helping us with purchasing and with accounting. And those salaries can be upwards of $120,000 and $130,000. So it's a very wide range of what the actual potential pay will be. But we should be employing a minimum of 20 people to begin.
I mean, yeah, that's, I mean, for Redondo, who's always saying there's not enough jobs, you're going to be bringing jobs into our community. And with that, you know, it's not just bringing the jobs in, it's also, and you do this all the time because you eat in the village all
yes.
the time. But, you know, it's like there's going to be, besides the tax revenue, there's going to be the local employment that we've been discussing and the money employees spend in the city. So these people are going to be spending money in
absolutely, in all the local establishments. And again, you know, I mentioned earlier, I've really kind of fallen in love with the Riviera Village area. It just has one of the highest concentration of beautiful, well-run restaurants. And me being a seven-day-a-week, three-meal-a-day restaurant guy, consequently, I've been spending a lot of time in Riviera Village.
Okay. But then also, you have, by having a good business there, you're attracting people to where you are, and they're going to be spending money also. You know, so you're going to have new people that may be coming in or people that will bring them, to the village, and then they're going to be going to the other stores.
Absolutely. And, you know, a big part of our presence in a dispensary is going to be not only educating people on our products, but educating people in the community as well and what Redondo Beach as a whole has to offer. And, of course, the hope is they walk into our shop to purchase our products and then walk down South Catalina Avenue and Avenue I and stroll through the shops and restaurants and spend some money there as well. So it's definitely a potential to bring a nice new revenue stream into the community.
Okay. And also with real estate, and as you were talking, it's going to cost $12,000 to $16,000 a month. So even the real estate, there's going to be an impact on the real estate.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And also that, you know, some of the cannabis businesses, you know, they actively contribute to local charities and organizations. So I know that this is something that, you know, your company is going to be doing that so that, I mean, already you've gotten involved in Keep the Esplanade Beautiful.
Yes.
You've been on a first Saturday sweep. And so that you're already starting to do this. And just to let people know, this is not something that they just do now. One of the things that he was mentioning about the CEO, Sam Jurist.
Yes, the founder of the company, my partner, Sam Jurist.
Yeah, tell me about what his family does and that it's, you know, as far as they're really involved in philanthropy. Philanthropic, I can never say that word. Sam is on the board of his family's foundation, Tomorrow's Children Fund, and you can check that out as tcfkids.org. And that fund was the largest donor to a cancer wing at the Hackensack Hospital.
Yeah, Sam's family had some experience with cancer. His younger sister had cancer as a child and fortunately, you know, got through the process and is doing great today. But as part of that experience, Sam's father and his group were instrumental in raising more than $50 million and helping to build out the Juris Family Children's Cancer Wing at Hackensack Hospital in Hackensack, New Jersey. And we, as Rosentech Labs as well, get involved in our community. We've had good relationships and worked well with the veterans, with the Veterans Foundation, you know, with the Veterans Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and we're always open to providing community support in any way we can.
Okay, yeah, and that's important. And plus, they were doing this before they got into cannabis. I mean, this is something
yes.
that is not just, oh, we're going to use this as a way to ingratiate ourselves to a community. It's just, it's in their core.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
In their DNA.
It's something that was in Sam's family's blood, and that has transitioned well into how we run and operate show companies as a whole.
Okay. Oh, and also I forgot to ask, what kind of benefits do you give to your employees?
Our employees are majority full-time employees. We really don't look for any part-time employees. All of our employees have access to medical benefits, access to a 401k plan, paid vacation time. You know, we're running a real corporation here, and we treat our employees as such.
Okay. And that you're talking about treating your employees. When I came and I went to a tour of your facilities, and so many of the employees have been there for years. I mean, we're talking since you've opened, pretty much.
Yes, absolutely. Myself, I was one of the first five employees with the company. I began 8 years ago back in New York. I was also the first private investor into the company when we decided to begin raising funds. And then as far as the longevity of some of our employees, it's awesome because we refer to ourselves as Team Show, and we are not only a team, we are a family, and we take a lot of pride in that. And fortunately, a lot of our employees feel the same way and have been with us for as many as 5, 6, and 7 years, and most of them have worn almost every hat there is to wear within the company and done almost every job there is to be done within the company. Very few people remain in the original role that they start out with us. It's always an ongoing process of learning and education and growing. And as I said, we're proud and fortunate to have such a tight team.
And that's, I mean, and that to me is so important. And when I was at your facility, you have an outdoor workout area for them. In the employee room, there's a foosball table, there's a ping pong table. You do, once a month, you do a Friday afternoon happy hour. So you really try to build that family environment there.
Yes, we try to build a nice welcoming campus for our employees, not only for during work, but for before work and after work, so they can stay and enjoy each other's company and learn from each other. And that's all part of the growth of the family and or the team.
Okay, that's great. Well, we have to take another commercial break, and we'll be back with you in a few minutes.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday Sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I am your host, Dr. Joan, and I'm here with Rob from Rosentech Labs, and it's one of the companies that may apply for a cannabis license. So it's really important, you know, for you to learn about him because they're going to be instrumental in providing a wonderful shopping experience for people in Redondo and other beach cities. And Rob, tell me a little bit, we kind of covered a little bit, but there's been several recent articles about how cannabis products have pesticides and herbicides and other bad chemicals. I mean, this is in the last couple of weeks. What do you do to prevent this? And, you know, tell us, you know, we've gone through some of your manufacturing, but how do you kind of guarantee that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm happy to go into that. As I said, we're very happy and proud to have the farm partners that we do have up north, farms such as Luma, California, Valley Grove, Emerald Queen, Huckleberry Hill, the list goes on. And these farms really take pride in what they do. It's just like with us with making our hash. For them, growing their flower is a passion project, and most of them have been doing it for generations. We use all sun-grown flower. There are no pesticides, no chemicals used in that process. Everything, of course, goes through a testing process in the labs as well. But the most important thing is the starting material, and that starting material is as clean gets when it comes to flower. And then as far as our manufacturing process at Rosentech Labs, everything is done in-house. We don't outsource anything. The only thing that we don't do is cultivate. We believe let the farmers do what they do best, and we'll do what we do best is make the hash. And as I said, everything is done in-house in a controlled environment. Everything from the washing process being handled in a 33 or 34 degree walk-in freezer and our teams working in their winter clothes all day, to the packaging process. As I said, everything is done in-house by our team, and quality control is key because it is a passion project and we take pride in putting out the cleanest, best hash in the country and in the world.
Yeah, having gotten a tour, I mean, you really do feel like you're walking into a lab because, first of all, it's clean, it's neat, it's well organized. Everybody's in their lab coats and they have their gloves on and some mask and things like that, so that you really have that. I went, wow, this is a place where they make hash and roll pre-rolls and stuff like that. I mean, I was really surprised.
And there is no room for error when it comes to cleanliness. The place needs to be sanitized at all times, and it needs to be an almost sterile environment so as to not introduce any outside contaminants into the product.
Yeah, so I was really just amazed at that. Also, tell me, is there something else that you would like people to know that really differentiates you, the Rosentech Lab and Show Products, from maybe some of the other companies? Not to put down your other companies, but what makes you the best?
Yes, and I appreciate that, Joan. And again, I have a lot of respect for all the other companies out there in the industry. We all do our best to provide a good quality medicine for the patients. I think what keeps us up there at the top and makes us the best is our attention to the starting material, to the flower that we purchase, and the simple fact that, as I said, we work as a team. We do everything in-house. Our quality control is unmatched. We source only the best flower. Our team does a full – everything gets washed, pressed, tested, consumed by our team and our beta testing team prior to hitting our jars and our boxes. If it's not up to par for our team, it's not going to hit a box, and we're not going to put our name on it. We really pride ourselves in only working with the best of the best for starting material, and the same, you know, we've really built a competent and passionate team when it comes to manufacturing, packaging, and distribution.
Okay, and I noticed when I first walked into the manufacturing facility that you had all these awards that you have gotten from, like, the Emerald Cup and other other groups that do, or conferences that award people for, you know, for their product, for having the best product, the best packaging, and you had a couple of cases of these awards.
Yes, we've been fortunate to be so well received by the community over the past 8 or 9 years, and we began receiving rewards for our products, our RosinTech presses back, and the presentations and educations we did back in the days of the High Times Cannabis Cup shows. And then in recent years, we have taken first place multiple times in the Emerald Cup. We had first place best hash in California for 2022 with our partners from Luma Farms. In 2023, we won first place again for the best hash hole or specialized pre-roll in California. And that was once again with our farm partners from Luma for the flower to make the rosin. And then our partners at Decibel Gardens for the indoor flower used to mix with the hash for the hash hole. And this year we actually won again at the Emerald Cup for our other company, for Focus V. Our portable dab rig known as the Aeris took home first place at the Emerald Cup this year for most innovative product in the industry. So we're, as I said, very fortunate to be so well received by the community, because the hash world is a true community.
Oh, that's just great. But it's, you know, once again, it's a large amount of work. I mean, you're making that decision to come into Redondo, the amount of work that it's going to take. And one of the things that I was really pleased, because when I went to your facility, I said, aha, this is going to be a great place to bring community leaders for, you know, education about your company. And people don't know this and what the process is. And you have that lovely facility that people can come. You'll be arranging tours and, you know, people can get really familiar with you.
Yes, absolutely. Because, again, there is a science behind this, and it is a... it is a true passion project, as I said, and we welcome the opportunity to share that experience, because our favorite thing is getting out there and educating people, sharing our experience, sharing our hash, and the opportunity to have people come into our facility in Torrance. As I said, we always welcome that opportunity to share our knowledge and share what we've built and what we're continue to building here in California and Torrance and Redondo Beach.
Yeah, and I think that people will see it is a business. You know, gone are the days of back years ago, you know, where, you know, people selling, you know, cannabis were criminals. And, you know, now for them to see that these businesses are well-run business by business people who know what they're doing. They bring in the expertise if they need to bring in expertise. So that's like even with retail. I mean, you have retail experience, you know, back in New Jersey. But also, if you need to, you can hire in top retail executives to be running these things for
Absolutely. You,
the store for you. So I just think that's, you know, great for people to know, especially since that, you know, that whole topic of, well, how much retail experience have you had? So I just want to let you know, once again, I really want to thank Rob for being here. And if you want to get in touch with you, is the best way to get in touch with you is your email or...
Yes, absolutely. You can send me an email to rob@rosintechlabs.com.
Okay. And
I'm always available to answer any questions. And as I said, we we love sharing our knowledge and helping to educate, and that goes not only for our facility here in Torrance where we do the manufacturing and distribution, but if we're fortunate enough to be granted this license here in Redondo Beach, one of the biggest parts of our experience and that we want our customers to have is that educational aspect of it. We will make sure that our team is well-trained and well-versed to ask the right questions, listen effectively for the right answers, and make sure that they point that we point people in the right direction to have the best experience possible.
Okay, yeah, and I'm really excited about that because, you know, also that you're going for, you know, you're going for a beach city. And so, and that excites me, and then you'll be doing other education, which I hope some of it, when you get the license, will include hot sex for seniors using cannabis, because I would love to be there talking about that. But thank you again for coming, and we will be talking to you soon, and when we come back, I'll be talking about Redondo.
Thank you again for having me today,
okay.
Joan.
Okay.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers. The first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Neighbors teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life. This is Dr. Joan, and this is the time that I talk about Redondo Beach. First off, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful does monthly first Saturday sweeps, trash cleanups on the Esplanade. By the way, and we've done this for almost 13 years, as I mentioned, Rob had volunteered in the past few first Saturday sweeps. The next sweep is October 5th. Now, Rob, tell me what it was like to get out there and pick up trash on the Esplanade.
It was actually a great experience and a great day. I've been a beach person my entire life, growing up on Long Island in New York and now here in Redondo Beach. And it was just a beautiful way to start the day. It gave me an opportunity, being new to this town, you know, only 6 or 7 months, gave me an opportunity to meet some other community members that actually love the town and want to give back to the town. And just had a really nice time, you know. Speaking with the people, and especially the passersby that were walking their dogs or just walking together, all saying, "Oh, good morning, thank you. Thank you for helping." It was just a really nice, positive way for me personally to start the day, and in my own small way to give back to the Esplanade, which again, very short time into my process of apartment shopping, I discovered the Esplanade, and I knew I needed to live walking distance to there. I need to wake up in the morning and start my day there and be able to finish my day there. And I'm very grateful to have found a spot 100 yards from the Strand and just really loving it here. And It's, as I said, just a great experience with the community.
Yeah, and it's you know, we live in a world, especially like you're talking, it could be 2 years, you know, like what you did with the hatchery in New Jersey, that to get immediate gratification, somebody saying, thank you for doing this, and you're going, oh, wow. You know, we don't get immediate gratification in our jobs.
No, it's a great thing to do for the community, and it's just a great thing personally to experience. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Great. And also, just to let you know, it's that time of year that Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is holding its annual community mixer / fundraiser on October 16th. This is our primary fundraiser each year. We need sponsors and raffle and silent auction items. And I want to thank Paul Hennessy for once again donating the use of the Napa Room at HT Grill for the mixer. And he donates finger food, too, as he's done for several years. It is an O-Host bar, just to let you know. And Paul supports many local organizations, including being a major donor to the Little Company of Mary Hospital. Other long-term sponsors are Athens Services, Village Runner, Pike's Properties, and Happy Helpers. You know, we're receiving items for the raffle and the silent auction item, just to let you know. Lori Santanella from Andy's Termites and Pest Control is once again donating a decked-out beach bike, and this has always been a popular raffle item. Now, Dive and Surf has donated a paddle board. So that's going to be really cool for the raffle. And as they have done for years, Friends of Redondo Beach Arts will curate and donate 5 pieces of their members' art. And this has always been really, they've been the backbone of our silent auction. The Redondo Beach Fire Department has donated a tour and dinner at the firehouse. I mean, a great way to get connected in the community. And even the South Coast Botanical Gardens donated 4 passes, and there'll be many more. In fact, we're talking to a couple of the local bands to see if they'll donate a gig for the silent auction. And Rob has agreed to donate a silent auction item.
Yes, and, absolutely.
Yeah, so it will be a basket of some of your products and a tour of your facility. You may not think that that's a big thing, but people will absolutely love that. I mean, have you ever been to a cannabis manufacturing business? Perhaps this is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience and a great conversation starter with your friends. How many of your friends can say, well, I went and I saw hash being made? I mean, it is just one of those things. I mean, I know it doesn't sound big, but hey, it's kind of good kudos and that you can be discussing, and your friends will go, oh, you got to see that? Always wonderful. And also, just to let you know that Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is looking for volunteers for committees and board positions. And if you can help, please go to keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org and go to the contact page, and they'll send you a list of the open positions. Now, as we've been discussing, hopefully with fingers and toes crossed, Redondo is moving forward on legalizing cannabis stores and delivery. I just wait for that day. And since you've been listening to Your Best Life, you know that cannabis may improve your life and sex and relationships. So know, once the stores are available in Redondo, you'll be rushing to a store to buy some products. In fact, I'm really excited that your store and some of the other stores are going to carry more female-oriented products. Not many dispensaries do that. I mean, I go and I go, hey, do you have this lube? And they go, no, we don't carry that. And I'm going, come on, that's really THC. Cannabis lube is really important for women. And so if you live in Redondo, please, please, please tell your city council member to speed up the process. Because we want this to start to happen. Also, if you go to my site, I finally have some products there that you can take a look at that I recommend. For example, sex toys. My favorite vibrator, the Magic Wand. As I've mentioned before, 40 years ago I went from having female orgasm difficulty to having orgasms every time I had sex with a partner or by myself, a.k.a. solo sex, masturbating. It's just great. It's really good for your health. And then also people, ask me why at my age my skin looks so good. I'll say sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but in reality, I have to say, I've been adding collagen to my diet, and I've included the brand that I use on the resource page on my site. So that there's another reason for my good health. And I follow the Dr. Gundry anti-lectin diet. And I started doing this a few years ago. And I have a list of some of the products I use on a daily basis on my website under resources. I need to mention I do receive a small commission if you buy these products via my website. But please share this with others. Also, I am looking for advertisers. The audience is 70% women who are over 40 and have higher incomes. Is this your target market? And what's great is that HealthyLife.net will accept cannabis advertisers. Not many media outlets will do that. So if you're interested, please email me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. And also check out my blogs under Ask Dr. Joan on www.drjoanirvine.com. And if you have any questions or comments, please email me once again at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. Really want to get your questions, especially from this audience, because you have questions that I don't think of because I've been involved in the industry for so many years you don't think of it. By having guests here like Rob who can talk about these, you know, the details, it really helps educate you. And once you have that education, then you go, so what's the big deal about all this? I mean, this should not be the big deal that has been made to happen. So please get those questions in. Get those questions to your city council people, too, because they will be talking to the cannabis companies that are applying. And let's see, is there anything else that anything else you want to add? Rob's still here. Anything else you want me to add or...
No, once again, thank you for having me in today, Joan. I always appreciate the opportunity to share our experience and our education, and we're really excited at the opportunity to have a retail shop here in Redondo Beach, so the community support is definitely appreciated.
Okay, great. So until next time, please live your best life, and to health, happiness, and hot sex. Dr. Joan signing off.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. KeepTheEsplanadeBeautiful.org.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.